There, welcome back to lesson three of Connections with Spirit. Today we're going to be talking about how to get answers right away from your loved ones instead of feeling like you're always waiting for a sign. Because I hear this a lot from my clients and people that come to me. You know, I've asked for a sign, I'm waiting for a sign, I don't feel like I'm seeing any signs. And the truth is that we live a large part of our lives in our frontal lobe of our brain. Now, we, of course, have to do this. I mean, we have to have jobs. We have to be able to function. We have to be able to be here in the now. But the frontal lobe part of your brain is not where spirit is able to communicate with you. That's the part that holds the analytical, the thinking side of your brain. And it's also the part that holds on to the ego, which is the ego telling you, this isn't true, this isn't really happening. Likely, several of you may be receiving signs and just not knowing exactly what those signs are. It's almost as if you're gazing, like I said, into one of those holographic pictures where it's a bit of a maze and you have to soften your view. But how do you do it if you need a message today? Am I going to buy the house? Should I sell the property? Should I, you know, put the kids back in school? What is it that I need guidance to today? And I feel like I can't wait for a sign. Well, the first thing that I would encourage you to do is obviously get out of the frontal lobe part of your brain, which is the part of the brain that's analytical and is thinking and is very black and white. So how to do that is to focus on your breath. You know, breath work can be a really amazing shift of your energy, and it can get you ready to move out of your frontal lobe and just allow you to let go. You can call this meditation if you want, but breath work can be done with your eyes open and just being really aware of the space that you're in. You just breathe in through your nose really deeply and fully and slowly, and then out through your mouth as slowly and fully as you can with your eyes either open or closed. If you do this three times at least, that alone is going to shift your energy into more of a meditative state, which is where you're going to be ready to receive messages, which is where your shoulders come down, your body just seems to relax. Being in a meditative state works for communicating with spirit because things are quiet. You're not in this like madness of, you know, I got to pay this bill and I got to do this and there's this going on and that going on. You're receptive to hearing the messages of spirit because your mind is quiet and things are still around you. So by receiving that guidance, you can be open to hearing those pop-in messages. So whether it's a pinch that you feel in your arm, or whether that's hearing the birds far away outside, or whether that's hearing your loved one's voice, or just even feeling intuitively deep within your soul that you know the answer to your question. You know, shortly after our loved ones pass, a lot of people say that they hear their voice in their mind. They can hear them saying the things that they would normally say to them. It happens to me a lot. I feel like even after my mom passed, I continued to get her mini lectures, if you will. But the point is that truly is them. It's your ego that tells you, oh, I just made that up. I know that's what they would have said. All of those things are falsehoods that you're telling yourself because, again, you're in the frontal lobe of your brain. Another way that you can get messages right away from your loved ones on the other side without waiting for a sign is something called automatic writing, or what I like to call journaling with spirit. So it's a way to stimulate your imagination. You see, because your mediumship and your psychic abilities cannot work through your ego. So your imagination is egoless. And automatic writing is a way to relax and let your minds flow and to be uninterrupted and just move into this place of just release. So the biggest thing I can tell you is that some people are really stuck on doing this with a pen and paper or with crayons or with the computer, whatever way you want to do it. This is called intuitive, automatic, imaginative writing. It's been known for centuries, and it's what many shamans and healers and witches and medicine women would do to connect with spirits on the other side. So whatever utensils you want to use, the biggest thing I would say is to get a big sheet of paper or to have a blank sheet of paper in front of you. So the first thing you should write down is just the name of the person that you're wanting to connect with. So do you want to connect with Uncle Harry? Do you want to connect with your mom? Who do you want to talk to? So that's the first thing, is you're going to write down the name of the person that you want to talk to. And then you're going to take a big, deep cleansing breath. And you can do this one or two ways. You are either going to loosely hold on to the pen or the pencil or crayon, whatever you're using, and just allow yourself to almost imagine, if you will, that loved one coming in, see their spirit taking your hand and beginning to write. Or the other option is you're going to start writing on your own, whether that's drawing, whether that's just writing a letter to them. Maybe you want to start telling mom some of the things that have happened in your day. And as you begin to feel more and more relaxed, you're going to see that spirit come in and write with your hand. Sometimes people will notice that the handwriting changes. Sometimes you'll notice that it's scribbling that doesn't make any sense, or it's just like writing all over, or you might feel like you're drawing things that don't make sense. This does take a bit of practice, and the biggest thing is just to notice what's around you and be in the moment. Be in the moment, be with spirit. Maybe during that writing, you're going to feel something, you're going to hear something. In some way, spirit is going to come through and give you a sign or connect with you. The biggest thing is about being open to spirit and not allowing yourself to want to really put this all into the box of what it should or shouldn't be. And that's where we get into trouble, is when we continue to try and make this how we want it to be instead of letting spirit guide us as to how they want it to be. Remember, we have a physical body. They don't have a physical body. So we can pick up a pen. They can't pick up a pen. They definitely have the disadvantage to trying to get us their messages. So we just need to be closely tuned in, dialed in, and paying attention to exactly what it is that they want to say, and not have a fear of writing it out. And sometimes they say things and I think, really, that's not the answer that I want to hear. But that's how I know it's really them. That's how I know the guidance I'm getting is from an angel, from a guide, because it's egoless, because it might be the harder thing, or because it might be, you know, the thing that you didn't want to hear, the thing that you thought didn't make sense. But the truth is the truth. And so by acknowledging it and listening to spirit, whether that be through meditation and breath work, or whether that be through automatic writing, you can obtain a deeper connection without always waiting for a sign. So go try some automatic writing today and let me know how it goes for you. Here's the biggest thing. You are going to wonder, this is the first thing you're going to do. You're going to get your pen and your paper and you're going to go, am I doing this right? This doesn't feel right. Am I doing this right? You are doing it right. That is the number one thing that I have people ask me and continue to want to know. How do I do this? Am I doing this right? Is there a wrong way? Is there a right way? I promise you, you are doing this right. Let go and let spirit.